Good evening, everybody. It is 6 o'clock. I would like to call to order the April 8th, 2026 meeting of the Armed Services Memorial Board. It's been a long week. We do have a quorum present. Current present is Member Paul Reed, Member Colin Kimball, Member Guy Green, myself, Shane Ozy, Mark Hunt, Dave Hoke, and alternate Melissa Simmons is sitting in for Jerry Blow, who is absent tonight. With that, we will move into the agenda. First thing we have up is public comments on any agenda items. Is anybody from the public care to? No, we have no comments from our one member from the public who is here. So we will move into consent items. Item number 260275, which is the minutes from the March 11th, 2026 meeting. Board members, the minutes are in your packet if you've had a chance to look at them. Kayla also sent them out. If everybody's good with them, I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
I make a motion, we accept them.
We have a motion from Guy, a second from Colin. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? I see unanimous that the minutes from the March 11th meeting are passed. Thank you, board. Our next agenda items, again, we have some item number 260276, board and liaison reports. I do not have anything specific to report. I'll save that for when we discuss Memorial Day. Parks and Rec, anything from you?
Nothing new to report at this time.
All right, and I don't see anybody else from the city of McKinney, so we must have nothing from the city of McKinney, which is wonderful. Item number 260277, review of our Memorial Day ceremony coming up in just about 7 weeks, I guess, or so. If everybody will break out their task sheet, we'll update what we need to update. All right, the mayor is still good. He hasn't backed out on us. That's good. Colin, any progress with any of our Gold Star families?
I need to redouble my efforts, but I will make sure that that's taken care of by next month.
Okay. If you can just, for next month, if you just bring, if you have a rough count of who many, if you can figure it out. If not, no biggie.
Sometimes they just show up.
Yeah, that's fine too. They can do whatever they want. Riderless horse, we're still good?
I did receive an email from the McKinney Mounted Patrol, and unfortunately their trailer is going to be in the shop, and they cannot pick it up until the day after the event, and so they cannot bring their horse.
Right.
So they thought it was in the clear, and they were mistaken. They're very apologetic.
Okay, so we will not have a riderless horse this year. Unless we can find a horse trailer for him. Anybody have a horse trailer?
The sheriff's office may have. I know they got a riding team. I'll inquire. Okay. No promises, but I'll inquire.
Okay. Yeah, if you can do a double check, but
at the moment.
All right. Well, that's unfortunate, but okay.
I do want to point out, I think we had that off. We didn't have it last year either due to some other illness or something to that.
I can't remember. I know we had it one of them last year.
The gentleman who was supposed to do it last year got sick and his backup was out of town. So, yes, we did not have it last year.
It's a trend.
Bad trend here.
A series of unfortunate events, I think.
Okay. All right, well, let's see if the sheriff can help out, whether either with a horse or I don't know if he can talk to McKinney and loan him a trailer or something, but okay. Assume Marty was still tracking on the setup. Nothing special there.
Nothing's changed on that.
Nope. Okay. I've not had any luck finding a bagpiper that wants to play for us, so we probably will not have bagpipes. I have not given up though. Okay. I'm going to keep trying. Jim's still good with
still good.
Praying?
I talked to him probably last week, and yes, he's still good.
Good. All right. Colin, you said we're good. Confirmed with JRTC. We'll be there.
Yes, sir.
The color guard. All right. Melissa, you still warming up them pipes?
Yes.
All righty. We're good. How about we go organic? That's just awesome.
Can we have an audition?
Yes, sir.
I'm just kidding.
Bugler, we are still good with Officer Johnson or somebody else?
We are good with the Bugler.
Okay.
But I will ask to have a thumb drive with taps on there just as a backup to play through the PA system.
Okay. I don't know where we get one of those from.
Well, they set up in the past the PA system, and I think we can, but they usually play on.
A recording of it?
Recording of taps.
Just as a.
If you guys have the capability of doing that for something.
Look into it.
Yeah, okay.
I'll take a look and see.
Yeah, just a backup, good idea. Okay. For those of you who don't know, so it's a good time. You know, when we always did this event on Saturday, resources were never a problem because everybody else does theirs on Memorial Day. Now we're doing it on Memorial Day, we're finding out, oh, no, no, we're going here, we're going there. So one of those, we're learning a lesson. You know, we've talked about in the future maybe keeping on Memorial Day. Sometimes that Saturday is a better day. But, you know, the Byron this year knocked us backwards, so we'll see what dates they have for the Byron next year. All right. I'm good with REITs. I've called them. They said they're good, but I will call them again and again just to make sure. Taylor, we good with names?
Yes. Everything has been submitted, and they the names will be engraved by mid-May at the latest, maybe earlier, but definitely well before Memorial Day.
Okay.
So it'll be added.
So it'll be Timothy K. Collier?
Timothy K. Collier and Charles Bickley.
Okay.
Yes.
Bickley, did he have a middle name?
That was not.
Okay.
Yeah. No. So just Charles Bickley.
All right.
Right. Mark, how are we doing? Any volunteers? You've spoken to them all. They'll come.
I actually spoke to one of them live. I had left messages for the others. Only heard back from, Daughters of the American Revolution confirming, So unless something changes, I would expect them. I would not expect anything from the two recruiters.
Yeah, we really don't use them.
Because I don't remember them being there in the past.
I think they were there for one of the early ones. We wanted them to do escorting or something, but we really. Not much for volunteers to do there, but okay, that's fine. City tasks, all the media, I don't see the boss lady here, so.
Yes, she has been continuing to work with our marketing team. I do have a copy of the flyer in your packets. Mm-hmm. There were no edits from last time, and so I just wanted to get verbal confirmation that this flyer is approved, and if yes, then we will go ahead and send the board a digital copy. To go ahead and start posting wherever you may want to post. So take a moment and look at it. There weren't any edits last time. We haven't changed it from last time, but I just wanted to get verbal confirmation that everyone was.
Board, everybody sees the flyer she's talking about, right? The blue one?
Yeah.
They have any.
It looks good to me.
Looks great to me.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think we're good to go with the. Okay. This year's flyer.
Perfect. And then on that note, I also included last year's ceremony program. This has no edits for this year. This is simply last year. And I was hoping we could go through it kind of point by point and make sure that I have correct information to fill in so that I can send a draft to the board. For approval by next meeting.
Okay, can we wait till we, that's a good time to look at. Also in your packet, guys, is the script, which should be our final script, unless somebody, we gotta take the bugler or the riders of the horse out. So we can double check the sequence of events in the script versus the flyer, right? So obviously the welcome will be me instead of Seth, right? And then you've got the invocation is our invocation guy, so you can update those two names, right?
Nichols.
What are we putting? We just putting DFW post 2150 chaplain for his unit, Dave, or that?
For that him? Would be fine.
Okay.
VFW 150.
Yeah,
chaplain.
Post
2150.
Post 2150.
2150.
2150.
Chaplain.
All right. Yes, that would be perfect. Thank you. All right, so we got invocation, and we got parading of the colors. Yep, good, good, good. Pledge of Allegiance. National anthem will be Melissa Simmons, obviously, mm-hmm. instead of Maylee. If you all look in the script, I volunteered Mark to lead the Pledge of Allegiance. Because I asked last night in my office, and he said yes. He didn't know that, but he did.
I thought it was because he wasn't here.
One of those. Mark. So we want to put Mark's name under Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay.
Just MASB board member, whatever.
Okay.
All right. But we're not doing a speech, right? So there's no address by the mayor. Or are we letting him say something?
I think he is...
planning on something.
I think it'll be brief, but from what Amy has said, he is preparing a brief address.
Mm-hmm.
Can I suggest that we tactfully remind him that this is for those that...
Yeah.
Wore the uniform that didn't come home. It's not for veterans. There's so many people...
Confused. Yeah, the two. Sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Make sure he's aware of that.
Yes.
Okay, and then we do the new honoree intros. Colin, did you want to do the new honoree intros and read their stories? Or I put in the script.
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
Okay, because I think Seth did it last year, but I will gladly defer that to Colin.
The only comment that you might want to say the following two names that are...
Sorry, on the...
In the script.
Oh, yeah. In the script. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Conker will now present the names and stories of the following two. Okay, yep, I will add that in there. Okay. All right, we got that. And then reflaying, yep, Gold Star families. And then stories from the wall. So we're doing two, right?
Just one.
Can we go down to one?
I can do another.
I thought I saw two in the packet here.
No, the two, one of them is Lieutenant Earl White is the story.
Okay.
And then the other, Charles Bickley, is one of the...
Is the new name?
The new name.
Okay, I'm fine with one. So we need to change that.
Do you want me to change the wording and on the program instead of stories of our heroes? Do you want me to put story, or are you fine?
Yeah, there we go.
With the plural.
Story.
Story of the heroes. Leave it plural. Even when we're doing one, because it's...
Sure.
It sounds a little funny.
Yeah, it's just story of heroes just sounds... Story of heroes. Just, yeah, let's leave it stories, I think.
Okay.
Whether we do one or two or none, mm-hmm. I think it just...
Okay.
Flows better.
Since it is one story, Colin, are you doing that as well? Do you want me to put your name here?
I don't want to hog the story.
Yeah, I was going to say, do we have a volunteer who would like to read?
I think Mark did a pretty good job of enunciating last time.
Anybody in particular want to do Mr. Lieutenant Bickley's?
No, it would be Floyd Earl White.
I'm getting confused. Lieutenant White, let's see, he's an Army guy. So,
I mean, I'm happy to do it if no one else wants to do it.
Okay.
I don't see any hands going up, Mark, so it looks like you're elected.
And nominated and elected.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then the reading of the names of the Wall of Honor. That is what comes next. And then conclusion is me.
Okay.
And the bell. Who's... You got the...
I'll bring the bell.
Yep. Guy's our bell ringer.
I'm not ringing the bell, but I'm ringing the bell. Just to be clear.
And ringer and ringer.
That's it. The bringer and the ringer.
So is Officer Johnson... Officer Johnson, is he our TAPS player, or is...
Yes. So
or
right
did
now,
they swap him out? Okay.
Johnson is...
Is our guy.
And I will make steady... frequent reminders.
Perfect.
Okay. The good news is we can make changes to this.
Yeah. Oh yes. So I'll make
a couple days before if we have to.
I'll make these edits and I'll send a draft out to the board via email before the next meeting, so y'all have a chance to send any edits and then we can finalize.
On the bottom paragraph too.
The bottom paragraph, just list everyone from the program, so I'll update that as well.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Yep.
I also noticed at the bottom it says a heartfelt thank you from Mayor George Fuller. You know, I was going to change that.
Yes, that's the part I'll change, yes.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right. What else we got on our checklist? Is that everything? All right. Other contact stories were good. Bell were good. And the flyover. So, update on the flyover. It's been approved all the way through headquarters, U.S. Marine Corps. I texted my guy today at Point Joint Base Fort Worth. He hasn't got his hands on it yet. He said he will check tomorrow and follow up with us. But once Marine Corps stamps on it, a unit's got to pick it up. I requested his unit, so somehow it just hasn't got to him yet. But hopefully he'll let me know. As soon as I know, I will let Kayla know so she can let us all know. Hopefully then we can make you connected and we'll figure out My goal is to have them fly over during the national anthem, like hopefully at the end, but maybe during the song, I don't know. They're jets, they kind of do what they want, you know?
Yeah.
When they say they're 2 minutes out, they're 2 minutes out, they can't really slow down all that much.
We're going to have to be on our game.
Yes, yes, we will not, we will have to be moving along, so. All right, great. Anything else on Memorial Day that I missed, forgot, need to tweak, need to add? No? Okay. All right, that is our discussion on Memorial Day ceremony. The next two item numbers, item number 260278 was discussion about the Veterans Day speaker, and 260279 were the SOP updates. Those were kind of Jerry's babies, and he was heading that up. We can certainly start a discussion on it, but I'm okay with tabling those both till next month when Jerry's here. Otherwise, we'd just be talking.
Yeah, I think we should, out of respect for him, because he did initiate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not like mission critical that we get it done.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we'll table those, put them on next month's agenda, please, Kayla.
Did any, back one clarifying thing, on item number 260278, for the Veterans Day ceremony speaker, I believe someone mentioned last time that they also had a suggestion. Is that ringing any bells, or... was that a misremembering on my part?
Jerry said he mentioned
somebody.
Somebody.
Oh, yeah, the guy is a pastor, retired.
Yes.
I've got several that I.
Yeah.
Potentials. Okay.
I think we all said we have backups if Jerry's guy can't, but we'll look at Jerry's guy first. So.
Okay, perfect.
So, yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Perfect. Thank you for reminding us.
Yes, thank you.
That's why you're there. You're our brain. All right. That concludes all the business items, so we will move to citizen comments. Any citizens? No? Okay. comments from the board. I'll start on Paul's end this month. Paul, any additional comments, questions? No? Colin, anything else?
I'm going to make an effort to go to Turrentine Jackson to get some white, red, and blue paint that they use for the monuments. And I have a volunteer sitting out in the audience, and we're gonna take some time coming up soon to touch up the flag on the Gold Star Memorial.
Okay.
They're very, very faded. And Terry over at Jackson Turrentine, she knows
the right kind of paint to use. Yeah. Okay, great. No, I appreciate that. That's awesome, Colin. And thank you, unnamed person in the audience. All right. Anything else?
Nope.
Guy?
I just want to announce that we still have our golf outing from the VFW is holding May 18th. Still going off, so I just wanted to make that announcement, let everybody know.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Mark?
I don't have anything.
Dave?
I don't have anything either.
Melissa?
Nothing here.
No? We don't have a liaison here. Parks and Rec staff, one last round. Artie?
The only additional thing I was gonna add was I did include some of the items about the standard operating procedures and guidelines in your packet. So just maybe take a moment and look those over this month, and we'll bring that back up next month. That was all. I just want to make you aware that they were in the packet.
So, board, we got homework from Kayla.
Yeah.
Review the standard operating procedures that we have and be prepared to discuss intelligently next month.
Right. And I will add that she also helped us to highlight a few areas that seem to be pivotal. So if you even focus on those key areas, those seem to be the ones that needed the most updating.
Those are definitely things that need to be updated, and I have an idea of how they should be updated, but I didn't want to update anything without discussion.
No, that's fine. So. I appreciate it. Look, like I said, Kelly, you are brains. All right. With nothing else to discuss or to act on, I will call for a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion. Will you adjourn?
Aye. Motion. Second?
Second.
Colin, second. We have a motion to adjourn at 18:19 on the table. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. We're adjourned. 15 p.m.
Excellent.